This is Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona. They come on down to the radio station, we sit, and we talk about what they're working on in school, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Sarah Silek. Howdy, Sarah.
Hi.
So what do you do at the U of A?
Right now, I'm starting my junior year. I'm a physiology major and a geography minor.
So are you doing any lab work?
I am, yes. I have the honor of working in Dr. Brian McKay's lab of ophthalmology.
What's going on there these days?
In our lab, we study the two leading causes of irreversible blindness. They are age-related macular degeneration and glaucoma. By the age of 70 years old, people actually increase their incidence or their risk of developing one or the other by 50%.
How are you studying it?
Actually, looking at nature's experiment itself, the way that we study these two diseases is that there's actually a racial bias between both of them. People that are protected from AMD are of darker pigmentation. However, they're at a greater risk for developing glaucoma, and vice versa.
The difference between glaucoma and macular degeneration is what?
AMD is basically the decay of the retina. Mm-hmm. So the retina is what allows you to see everything, pretty much.
It's your little camera.
It's your little camera. So light goes through your pupil, which is the black hole in your eye. And once the light travels to the very back of the eye, it hits the retina. And there's a lot of photoreceptors that allow you to see color, light, movement. And they send signals to the brain, which develop the image for you. And in glaucoma, there is something called the aqueous humor. That's just basically a fancy word for a liquid that flows through your eye, nourishes your cornea, which is the very outer part of your eye. Essentially, it's just a blockage of this drainage. The liquid starts to build up, which causes a really high pressure in the back of your eye.
And so then the pressure disrupts the retina.
Yeah, so then the liquid starts to push on the retina. In both these cases, when the retina can't function, you can't see an image from your brain.
We got to figure out how to protect that retina for everyone.
So how we're doing that right now is looking at the pigmentation pathway. You have your retina in the very back of your eye, and you have what's called a group of cells called the retinal pigment epithelium. These cells are the only pigmented cells in the eye. We want to determine what it is through this pigmentation pathway that's causing people to either develop AMD or glaucoma. The retinal pigment epithelium are actually sending and supporting messages to the retina to function properly. So if your RPE fail, then your retina fails, and then you go blind. It's a really hard, blunt pathway that this follows.
And does it happen really quickly?
It can happen very quickly, yes. It's severe for a lot of patients. We are actually looking at the pigmentation pathway specifically in our lab, and we're finding that the pigmentation pathway controls the release of these tiny little vesicles. These tiny little vesicles have a really fancy name called exosomes. So these exosomes are involved in a communication somehow between the RPE and the retina. Mm-hmm. They have a message that they're carrying. What we're trying to figure out is what message are they carrying to the retina? The biggest question that we're trying to identify with a lot of experiments right now, do we want an increased amount of exosomes or do we want a decreased amount of exosomes?
Are they helping or what?
Yeah, are they helping? Are they hindering something? We don't know exactly yet, and that's what we're trying to look at right now.
What are you going to do after college?
I am planning on going to optometry school, actually.
Well, there you go. Maybe you could go all over the world.
I'm hoping to do some outreach and go to some different countries and practice optometry. I'm really excited for it. I feel like optometry has always been a very big goal of mine.
Do you ever listen to music?
I do, all the time, actually. I've always loved One Republic. They're an awesome band. I love listening to Hillsong United. It just really motivates me and inspires me a lot, that specific group. But I really love all types of music, and it really helps you kill some time in lab when you're waiting for an experiment. Mm-hmm. You can just kind of tune out, listen to one song here and there.
Oh yeah, I always find music to be motivating and inspiring. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it's there for.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you so much for coming to KXCI, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me today.